For the reason key,
yeah. You are the reason key.
Oh, just worship the Lord, everybody. Just worship the Lord. Katalama Zapali Rateta. Lipos take a polymanimos, Sokotali Rastekalimos, Satakatabada. Yeketolimos, Opali Rastekalimasete. Yetolimos, Atalamos, Sotate. Rasataka, Ketolibo, Lamazada. If you love me forever,
you love me forever,
you love me
forever, Lord.
You love me, you love me,
you love me forever.
You love me
forever.
You
love me forever, Lord.
You love me,
you love me forever.
Sing,
you love me forever.
Sing,
you love me forever, Lord.
See, allow His love to change your life. Allow His love, allow it, allow it, allow His love to change your life. You love me, you love me,
you love me forever. You love me forever.
Yeah.
You love me forever. Lord.
You love me, you love me,
you love me forever. You love me forever.
You love me
forever.
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. No, we don't boast about our love for God. We don't boast about, I love God, I love you, no? We boast about His love for us. It's His love that changes us. Hallelujah. He's not interested really like that in how much you love Him, but how much of His love you have received. Say, Jesus, I receive your love. I receive your love. Hallelujah. I am free. Your love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I receive your love.
I receive your love.
Say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am free.
I am free.
Say, I receive your love.
I receive your love.
Say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, I am saved.
I am saved.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't worry, I will teach you. The song is online. I will teach you later. Hallelujah. You remember John and Peter? Keep playing. Don't stop. Remember John and Peter? John kept saying, I am the one whom Jesus loved. Hallelujah. And Peter was saying, no, if everybody is denying you, I will not deny you. But when a small girl just appeared before Peter, small girl, not even a Pharisee, small girl. Who is small here? Yes, Ife. Hallelujah. Rejoice. Hallelujah. A small girl appeared and said, I have to fear. I have never seen in my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Stop saying, I love God, I serve God. No. Talk about His love for you. I just say to everybody, thank you. I receive your love. Keep playing. I receive your love. I receive your love. Allow his love to change you. His love changes life. His love delivers. His love changes. He can change you. His love changes life. His love sets free. His love, it changes. It can change you. I receive your love. I walk. I receive your love. I will never be the same, 'cause I have received your love. Your love, your love changes me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 I am the one whom the Lord loved. Say, I am the loved of God. Say, for God so loved me that he gave Jesus to die for me. Say, I am loved. Say, I am beloved. I am beloved. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are beloved, okay? Rest in that love. Rest in that confidence. Rest in that consciousness that you are the loved of God. He loves you forever. He loves you forever. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you forever. Sing. He loves you forever. Sing. He loves you. You love me, love. You love me, love. I've come to say you love me, love. From the depth of my eye, you love me, love. I've come to say you love me, love. Sing, you love
me, Lord.
You love me, love. I come to say you love me, love. From the depth of my eye, you love me, love. I've come to say you love me, say you love me, Lord, you love me, Lord. I've come to say you love me, Lord, from the depths of my eye, you love me, Lord. I've come to say you love me, Lord. I know the one you know is, I love you, Lord, right? I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Which are you singing? So sing about his love, okay? About his love for you. Praise God. Good morning, everybody. Just give me a hand. Hallelujah. How are you doing today? How are you doing today? Okay. Thanks. Nice seeing you again today. Are we in church? Have the mic. Off it. Yeah, good. Makes echo, yeah. Say, I'm conscious of the love of God for me. Say, I'm conscious of God's love for me. Say, I receive his love. No, the man going to hell is the one that shows to reject the love of God. You understand? The one that shows in himself to say, the love of God, though, I don't want. And that guy, he will pay for more than he has committed. He will pay for more sins than he committed. Do you understand? The same way heaven is unmerited, even hell is unmerited. If you know the punishment in hell, you know it's not the weight of your sin does not correlate with what is in hell. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's unmerited. He's big. He's more than what you have sinned. Amen. I think I'll be speaking again in that line today. Okay, if you are watching us online, this same edifying assembly. You can at times you may not see this always on my personal Facebook wall. You can see it also on Edifying Assembly page. So if you like the page, you will always get our updates. So help us to share the live stream with your friends and colleagues, and let's get the word blessed together. Praise God. Now, let's start today this way. Number one, this church is not a social gathering. This church is not a social gathering. This church is not about somewhere we go on Sunday. It's not about somewhere like the same way maybe on Monday we work, so on Sunday we go to church. No. I tell you the truth, if you are working somewhere in Saudi Arabia or somewhere, you'll be going to church on Friday, not on Sunday. So it's not about the day of the week. It's not about what we call it. It's about there is a purpose for the church. Praise God. It's not a social gathering. It's not where you come to make connection, to meet friends. No. The church is a school. It's a school. The church is where we come to know God. The church is where we come to discover who God has made us. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's where we gather for the better. Hallelujah. Say in church, we gather for the better. That is why when you are coming to church, you come with writing materials. You come with your biro. You come with your higher education. Sorry? Yeah, education. Which one do you recommend? There's one that we shall use then in school. That's 6-in-1, 3-in-1, all those 4-in-1, 8-in-1. Glory. Babao, that is business. You'll be a business student. 8-in-1. You come with your writing. You are here to learn. That is why any church that is offering entertainment on Sunday, you are offering entertainment and not edification. You deserve to be stoned. Even in the, even in the Old Testament, you dare offer entertainment in the temple of Moses? Who born you? He said, well, now is a temple. Don't worry. If you don't come to my writing materials, I'm not talking to you, but you can just bring out your phone and be using it to type and you'll be able to take notes. That's what I'm saying. But this is in my note already, so I'm not looking at you to say, this guy did not have Bible and books, so I'm talking. No. It's already, should I show you? It's here. Praise God. Hallelujah. I plan to talk about this. But today is coming, I will still talk about how to take notes in church. Some of you, your notes are either swear sparingly. That is the way your note looks like. It's so sparingly. You just write John 3. I forgot the verse. The pastor quoted. Leave that one. Later, you just run to Habakkuk 1. You write that one. And service has closed. Praise God. Just like a man is coming from 9 yesterday. I was trying to take notes. And you are before you know, you have drawn one line across. The lines. So if you offer entertainment in church, you are doing a great injustice to redemption. A great injustice. You don't. Imagine somebody say, well, a message just said today, yes, our special guest of honor in the temple is Davido. Oh, Davido. In the temple. Both Moses and the David. Whatever is fire that will come and burn them, will burn them, burn their children, burn their destiny, burn their generation. What do David do in the temple? Of course, I'm not saying this is the temple of the Old Testament, praise God. But and that's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. He said that you may know how you ought to behave in the house of the living God, which is the what? The church of God is the grand and pillar of truth. So what we focus on in church is what? Truth. And it's not our fault. We have been used to whatsoever they have been giving us before. The one that if I see some preachers tomorrow, we will fight, is how do you come to church to advertise MMM, pastor? Like the same way they give time for a special number. You say, well, we have somebody that came to church today. He came to show us how I don't know how we would have called it. Is it the godly way to create wealth? So there's a professional, and they will now call maybe a backsliding Christian somewhere, or an ex-Muslim that is thinking if he should join Christianity or not, or just come and say, and our brother, he has been anointed of God in that area. So you now give me your microphone to teach Christians to do MMM. And that is what Buki did, and she almost lost her money. Selah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Imagine coming to a church and say, well, I can see we have 9 sisters in this place. I think we have to make a good use of them. So therefore, the fine people in our midst will now be, do you know that the same way that AI hostess, they should have physical criteria. We are already selecting physical criteria for uttering. Say, yeah, they must be slim, straight legs, fair, tall. So as you are just coming to church, you are just seeing the figure. Yeah, I celebrate you. Church. I know you will feel that. Now do your hair like your hair. You won't put one thing at the end. Celebrate you. You now see sisters on Saturday is the day of carnality. Sit down from, you first spend 8 to, which time? In saloon. Because the next day it will be competition. They will now wake up 5 a.m. not to pray, not to read the word. Now sit down before the window, the mirror, so that they can celebrate Jesus. Have you? First, where is first service? They have given us a lot of things to replace the truth. It's time for it to stop. It must stop in our time. In church, what we focus on here is the truth. I have told you, if the AC stop working, keyboard stop working, microphone stop working, the truth must not stop working in church. Say the truth must not stop working. It must always be working. Hallelujah. Say, I am in church for the truth. Say, I am not here to get excited. In fact, say, I don't have to like the preacher. He doesn't have to like me. He's the word I'm after. Hallelujah. If you like, you can hate me. I will extend the word to 3. Praise God. You think you can cope? Hallelujah. I think as I was outside, I was still feeling sleepy, like, Jesus. We had a nice weekend. Praise God. So, his church is the main, the word pillar there in the Greek means it is a support for the truth. Support. That you have known something all your life. This is how church has been. This is how they have been doing it. It does not make it right. Are you with me, brethren? That this is how they have presented church to us since, well, in church we do some drama, entertainment. Praise and worship is all, most of the time is to maybe after you had a boring sermon or everywhere it's not, it's okay, let's make some song. Let us excite ourselves again. No! That is not even substituting brass for gold. That is giving us wood, not itself. Nothing for gold. So in church, we came for business. So don't allow, and this is the point, when you are already used to places where they give you anything and you see celebrating and they celebrate you and you are fine, you will not be able to appreciate the truth again. The day you now see the truth, you say you think it's the same. The day you now see a worship, you just come casually say, it's the same thing now. The day they now talk about the move of the Holy Ghost, the power of God, you just say, that power, that pastor too, usually do strong man when he's talking about his tithing and offering and dress. You will not be able to appreciate the truth again. Say in my mind, I stay Christocentric. So you look for Jesus in our song. As brother, see the man that led us in worship. Do you see him telling you that, let's just give God a wife, hallelujah. There's a guy that wants to come and teach us how to run our services. He wants to come and teach us how to new generation way of doing service. He said, well, it's 21st century. He said, in the middle of the service, he said, do you know that as service, as worship is going on, and I say, okay, everybody pause, take a selfie for Jesus and post it for your friend. That yes, selfie worship. The guy is almost a backslider. He's not a pastor. He's saying he wants to teach pastors how to, how did they call it again? How to run church. As a pastor, Nenka said, is there any, most of all those church growth seminars, run away from them, never attend. Say this is a seminar organized for you to know how to grow your church. Then I'll tell you that in the church, you must know the people who are yours, people who are not yours. You must know the high class, high caliber. You must know how to know who to treat like. Before you know it, you are already worse than Balaam. You are worse. So no gimmicks here. Praise God. So that you have known something all your life. Check Job 42 again. Your Bibles, if it's in your phone anyway, it is open. And open another app beside it. And close your, put your phone on flight mode. With that app, you can use that to type. To write. It's a school. God knows I'm so tired this morning, but it's a school. You must be, as long as you are here, even if I, if the microphone, if I say I'm too tired, I'll just drop the microphone, I'll give somebody else to come and preach. You must learn, no? Amen? At least you paid your, didn't you pay your tuition? You are not paid your acceptance fee. You have paid everything and you don't want to learn. You will learn. Jesus paid. Okay, Job 42 verse 1. Then Job answered the Lord. This is after God has rebuked Job. After they have said rubbish all through from Job chapter 1. He has said, well, the Lord is the one that he gives and takes away. He killed my children. But see Job's response. I know that thou can do everything and that no thought can be withheld from thee. Who is it that I did counsel without knowledge? Therefore, have I uttered that I understood not. Things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Verse 4, here I beseech thee, I will speak and I will demand of thee, and thou shalt declare unto me. Verse 5, want to go, everybody? I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see thee. That's strong. So what did he now do? Verse 6, wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Job has been living all his life. He has been coming to church based on assumption. Sorry, I just used that one to interpolate. He has been living his previous Christian life based on what he thought Christianity is. He said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now I have revelation knowledge. Now my eyes see thee. Seeing God there is not seeing God physically. He's saying, now I can see who you truly are. So it's possible for you to have been living your past 42 years in religion, in perpetual rebellion to the truth of God's word, to the purpose of the church. But it's never too late to change. We all change at a time. Praise God. John 16. Living based on rumors. You can think you are serving God all this while, yet you are not serving God. See this type of people in John 16, verse 2. You can be convinced. See, conviction does not mean you are right. Let me say it that way. Conviction does not mean you are right. You can be convinced of something that is so wrong. See, this John 16, verse 2. Say, they shall put you out of the synagogue, right? The time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. That is serious. You will kill a man and you will think you are doing service to God. You know that is available in some religions today. Say, I don't serve God based on rumors. Say, I investigate the facts. Hallelujah. Say, I investigate my reality. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. So, today we want to continue the series I call Our Jesus Part 4. Otherwise, you can call it Investigating the Journey of Jesus. You have done part one, part two, part three. You can get the messages on edifyingassembly.org. Just go to messages. You will see our Jesus there, part one, two, three. We are looking at the journey of Jesus. Do we have Jesus in the Old Testament? If the answer is yes, in what form, how did he appear? Was it the fourth man in the fire of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? We saw that he was not. That was an angel. Was it the one that appeared and ate Abraham's panendium? No, he was not. So, but how did he exist before the incarnation? He existed in the utterance of the prophet. Praise God. So last week, that should be last week, we now start talking about a bit about Romans chapter 9. We talked about Esau and Jacob, right? When we say, when they say, Esau have I hated, Jacob have I loved. And say, can you see? It's not of you, it's not of him that will let you. It's not of him that, you'll be telling that to Christians. That it's not of him that will let you. It's not of him that run let you. Just let us pray for God's mercy. Hallelujah. And we saw that that was a pattern of election. How God will save man. I will be talking a bit more on that today. Romans 9, 30. Romans 9, verse 30. Don't forget, in this place, every scripture must be open. The only doctor that has not been able to come to church with a Bible. She's looking at me. Praise God. I don't know why you have not given her a Bible that she can read. Praise God. You have his audio Bible or anyone. You find that one. She has a good phone. Better than yours. Romans chapter 9, verse 30. Are you there? Good. Let's read. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles which followed not after righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. Verse 31. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. 32. Wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, but by the works of the law, for they stumbled at that stumbling stone. Hallelujah. So, the man that is pursuing righteousness by his works, he refused to attain righteousness. You are looking for justification based on what you do. You couldn't attain it. But there is another man that chose to receive God's own righteousness. Praise God. And that was the issue, and that was simply what Esau and Jacob typified. Even David and his brother. You remember David's story? Everybody, when immediately Saul, Eli, what is the eldest brother in Jay's family? Eliab, right? You guys, you don't read Old Testament again. It's only Ephesians. Eliab, right? You know, he saw and said, wow, surely you are the Lord's anointed. Wow, and he wants to pour the oil, and God said, no, umba, no, he is not the one. Yeah, he's there. After Jesse brought out everybody, he didn't even say, yeah, David is a son. And that guy said, thank God that man has inward weakness. He said, something is wrong with this guy, so God is not selecting them. Don't you have any other son? Son? Is that one a son? Well, someone is in the bush, oh. I don't know if it's a son. So the rejected is actually qualified before God. God is an expert in choosing the rejected. You know, there's a way I usually put it. I don't know if you see the way I usually put it in ZM. I said, God is a man that specializes in using a bucket. Sorry, he used a basket to fetch water in order to disgrace the bucket. You understand? If God saw a basket on the floor, saw a bucket, and God is going to stream, God will not carry the bucket. He will carry the basket. He will go and use it to fetch water to tell the bucket that, hey, it's not about you. Hallelujah. What a strange God. But that is him. There are some things that you cannot change about God. And one of the things is that he loves the unqualified. The man that is not qualified, the man that looks rejected, that is his choice. Praise God. Now go to Romans, same Romans chapter, Romans 8, verse 28. He chooses the unqualified and he qualifies him. The man that is unqualified, he will choose him, he will qualify him himself. Romans chapter 8, I love to make this service not too long as it ought to be long, but just get what we are here for today. Are you ready? Okay, Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Actually, in the proper Greek, it's to them that God loves there. To them who are the called according to his purpose. Now, you see, I'll ask you now if it is to them that love God or to them that God loves. See the next verse. For whom he did what? Foreknown. He also did predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the what? Firstborn among many brethren. Next verse 13. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, them he also justified. Whom he justified, them he also. So who predestinated? God. Who did? You are God. God did. Who called? God. Who justified? God. Who glorified? God. So who is loving? God. Hallelujah. Actually, in the same way, that first John chapter, that should be chapter 5 and verse 18, when he said that we know that whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, that but he who is begotten of God keepeth himself. Remember that place? Do you remember? But actually, in the Greek, it's not he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. It's he that is begotten of God, God himself keepeth. I can't have a baby girl and say, you're going to be keeping yourself. No. Your parent is responsible. Say, God is responsible for me. Say, he takes care of me. Glory to God. So, in that place, we saw God is the one, he is the one that had the foreknowledge, he predestinated, he called, he justified, he glorified. So, everything God did, they are all for man, not against man. Are you with me, brethren? It's just, please, always pay attention, rejoice. God's predestination, God's calling, God's justification, God's glorification, everything is in the favor of man. None of it is against man. So, to say, no, what is in the next verse? What is that verse 28? When he's saying all things work together for good. Please, he's not saying accident will work together for your good. You know, at times, where is, Brother Joshua, hope you're not. At times when somebody is just traveling and say, well, somebody, brother, sorry, you're walking very well, now you're walking on crutches or something, maybe never cost your light, and you to console yourself, now say, don't worry, sir. All things will work together for my good. You're not serious. He's not saying, all evil. He's not saying all that scripture must be quoted in context. You can't say, don't worry. All things are working for my good. Yes, what are the all things? He called you. He foreknew you. He justified you. He glorified you. He's not saying, go and put your head in dryer. Go and put your head under a trailer. And he said, don't worry, it will work together for your good. Evil does not work together for good. Now, let me clarify that confusion in that place. It's different when you hear that God is beautiful for every situation. The meaning of that is that, try and write as much as you can. The meaning of that is that no matter the mess you dip yourself, God can still bring you out and give you a happy ending. But that does not mean it is God that orchestrated that mess to lift you up. Yes, he will lift the poor from the miry clay, but cause him to ride up with the princes, but you don't have to start your journey from there. Do you get what I'm saying? So you don't have to enter mess before you now say, don't worry, it will work together for my good. No. Say, I reject evil. Say, I don't embrace evil. Don't wait till I remember it should be Pastor Yadewoye that said, he said he went to greet one of his friends in the hospital. He said the guy is a high class womanizer. Now said, when I went to prison in the hospital, now saw him say, he said, thank God. He said, God has finally humbled me. He said, now I am not pursuing women again. But it's a lie. You look at him very well. You will see the eye in the nurses. Taylor. And you know that according to God, Jesus' standard, adultery is not even in the act, is also in the what? In the thoughts. So you don't say it's all personal guy that say he was ministering to a woman. The woman said, okay, say she has cancer. Okay, so but he said, but I know that it's God that actually put this cancer to humble me. I was a very proud woman before. I said, okay. Say, just close your eyes. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the humility. Thank you for the cancer. We pray that you give her more cancer for more humility. She doesn't say, Are you not the one that said is God that humbled you with cancer? He said, don't you like humility? Let's pray for more. He said, no. Tell your neighbor, eyeball to eyeball. Say, stop romancing the devil. Tell somebody else. Say, oh, God. Don't romance evil. You didn't tell her. I didn't see your face. Something will happen to your child. Say, we don't know what God used it to do. You must be smarter than that. This is the message we heard of him, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. James 1:17, every good, every perfect gift coming from above, from the Father of life, with whom there is no what? Variableness, neither shadow of turning. Hallelujah. So accidents don't work together for your good. Praise God. It doesn't. Go to John chapter 9. So back to what I'm saying initially. Examples are born in the scriptures how God specializes in blessing the unqualified. All through the scripture, especially the Old Testament, he was making a statement of how sins committed will not determine forgiveness and justification, but faith in the blood alone. I'll take that statement again. All through the Old Testament, God was showing us, he was making a statement of how sins committed will not determine forgiveness and justification, but faith in the blood alone. Faith in the blood alone. God was making this speech through the diverse experiences of men in the Old Testament. Please follow me carefully today. I'll be explaining a lot of concepts in a little time I have here. John 9:39. See, they say, and Jesus said, for judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and they which see might be blind. Wow. Verse 40, and some of the Pharisees, see the problem now, which were with him, heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? Okay, 41, everybody wants to go. Jesus said unto them, if you are blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, we see. Therefore, your sin remaineth. Wow. So you are justifying yourself. You are qualifying yourself. And that was sin. In our series, Understanding Genesis, what do I call the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Self-dependency. You can do it yourself. You can do it. You can make it. Later in that series, I now told you, I said the gospel message is not to tell you what you can do. It's very motivational. We must not preach motivation in the name of Christ. I must not tell you you can do it. What I will tell you in church is I can do all things through Christ. But once I say you can do it, you can make it, you can get there. You are more than this. You are more than this. You are going somewhere to happen. You. No Christ. No Christ. You crash. Thank you. You crash land. Okay, back to Romans 9. Verse 6. The man that qualified himself is not qualified before God. You qualify yourself, you justify yourself, you are not justified before God. You should remember that story in Luke chapter 9, Luke chapter 18, verse 10. Two men came to the temple to pray, right? Two men came to the temple, one Pharisee and one a normal publican. One was saying, well, Father, I thank you for, I am not like all that men. I pay tithe of all I pay the tithe of all I possess. You know, I am not like other men, extortioners. I am this, I am that. I fast twice in a week. That fasting, we don't know if it's breaking by 12. You know, yes, fasting, you just break by, not 12 midnight, 12 noon. Morning fast. Yeah, I fast twice in a week. And I'm not even like that guy over there. And the other guy simply say, God, I don't trust myself. I trust your sacrifice. Sing with me, say, I choose the way of the Lord.
I choose the
will of the Lord.
I choose the will of the Lord.
For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. Romans 9:6. Hallelujah. Romans 9:6. And let's look at this chapter a bit more closer today. The way of the Lord is Jesus. It's for you to accept the justification of his son. Don't do it yourself. Okay? Romans 9:6. Not as though the word of God has taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Verse 7. Neither because they are all the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. You can see it's in verse 7, he's saying, even in Abraham, it's not all the descendants of Abraham that were called the children of promise. In Abraham, there was a choice still made, right? So in Abraham, we saw Ishmael, we saw Isaac, right? In Isaac, we saw Jacob, we saw Esau. In Jacob, we now saw the 12 tribes again. Then God selected one. Not because God rejected the personality of the rest. But God is showing you a pattern how he will always bless the unqualified. Because look at the children of Abraham. Ishmael was the firstborn, right? But the blessing went to who? Isaac. The sons of Isaac, Esau was qualified. Jacob was a mommy's boy. He was younger. That is why when, at the end of the day, when God was talking to Jacob, he never told him, he stole his brother's blessing. I tell you, even if Jacob did not play that gimmick, the thing will still be his. That's God's pattern. God has spoken before his birth. So his own, but what do you think happened? Do you know, at least as far as Bible is concerned, Isaac never had problem with Ishmael. Like, it's not recorded. But Jacob had problem with Esau. Why? Jacob used his own gimmicks to what? Get what is rightfully is. Understand what I mean by rightfully is? Rightfully is by prophecy. Esau is qualified. Jacob physically manipulated to enter into that rest. You understand what I'm saying? And that's why he suffered for it. But on the normal plane, God chooses to bless the unqualified. Hallelujah. So Romans 9:8. That is, they which are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of God. But the children of the promise are counted for the seed. Wow. Verse 9. For this is the word of God, word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. Are you looking at your Bible? Look at your Bible, everybody. Verse 10. And not only this, can you see? But when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, 11, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that... Can you see that Esau has no problem? God just used their lives to act a drama of redemption. Praise God. He used their life as a prototype to show the world of how are we blessed, man. Don't forget, even Esau had more physical blessings than Jacob. He had 400 servants. When he was coming to meet Jacob, he came wealthy. He didn't come poor. So it's not about when he's saying Esau have I hated. That was an Old Testament rendition. So all they could say is he hated. But no, the hatred is not like it's not an active hatred. He's talking about preference. So God bless Esau too. Hallelujah. But he used their life as a what? Prototype for redemption. To show you how he will save man. So, what is the purpose of God? He wants to bless the man that is empty-handed. He wants to bless the man that at the end of the day, the man will be able to say that only God could have done this. That's why I like that song so much. Empty-handed, I'm alive in your hands. Majesty, we sing majesty. Forever, forever, I am changed by your love. In your presence, in the presence of majesty. So, that is God's plan. The man that is empty-handed. 1 Corinthians 1, from that verse 26. Say, for you see your calling, brethren. How does not many mighty men, not many noble, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. Not many noble are called, but God has what chose the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and the base things of this world to confound the things that are mighty, and the things that are despised, and yea, the things that are not, to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Say, but of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto you righteousness, wisdom, sanctification, and redemption. So Jesus is your wisdom. You don't need your own wisdom. He is your righteousness. He is your justification. He is your redemption. He is your qualification. He is your certificate. Don't bring anyone before God. Write Christ Jesus there. Amen. Write Jesus there. He's not interested in you sewing fig leaves to cover your nakedness. He brought a coat of skin. He did his own coat of skin. He covered them. Adam sinned after the sin. He ate of his fruit. Later, he tried to help himself. Use fig leaves. He corrected and said, no. He's not saying you're not well covered. He said, no, you're not covered at all. Let God cover you. Amen. Romans 4 verse 1. No, okay. Romans, first, that's chapter 9 verse 12. 9:12 first. Romans 9:12 first, yes. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. Why? So that they can foreshadow the design of salvation. It will not be based on merit, but on grace. Amen? Not on performance. So go to Romans 4 verse 1. Let's see Abraham. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say the word of God affects my body. Yeah, it affects your body. Romans 4 verse 1. Even in our contemporary lives today, you see several great men of God today that started from zero. Go and read the story of people like Baba Adeboye, like, just see where he started from. He started from negative, not even zero. He said, of course, I'm not saying this shadow of salvation, I'm just talking generally. Amen? He said, among the poor usually call his family poor. In his village, they say the poor, they will gather and say, I know there is one poor man. The poor is the one that is gathering. They will still say there is one poor man in this village. It is the Adeboyes. Praise God. So here, brethren, I'm not saying you are going somewhere to happen. You are happening already in Christ. Romans 4 verse 1. Romans 4 verse 1. Say, empty-handed, yet I am alive. I have nothing to offer, yet I'm alive. Say, he loves me just like that. You will see how the that is works. Romans 4 verse 1. Joshua, look at the Bible now. Romans 4 verse 1. Yes. What shall we say then that Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh at fond? Verse 2. For if Abraham were justified by works, he had wherefore to glory. Say, but not before God. Hey, Glory to God. He said, if Abraham, if he's justified by works, so he will have something to glory. But if Abraham appeared before God, he can never boast of his tithe. His tithe to make his head. He can't. He can't say, God, but you know I tried now. He knew he was empty-handed. That is why the Old Testament talks about his rebellion in Genesis 15. If you understand that story, he talked about he's sleeping with Agai, later married Keturah and married Keturah and all the others. But when God is not speaking about him, say that guy, say it's my man. Abraham. Somebody want to say, but God, didn't you read Genesis chapter 20? Shut up. He staggered not at my promise through unbelief. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And he was persuaded. God, so you don't know the Bible. Shut up. God said, shut up. God, what of Ishmael? I said, shut up. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, I'm qualified. Hallelujah! You don't have to be too good for your pastor self. Don't worry. Amen? You really need to receive that. You're sure. You know your baby's not here. She has fascinating. Amen. See verse 3. For what's here the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. He believed, God turned that belief. He put it in his ledger as what? Righteous. So he didn't work for his righteousness. So stop going to James 14 to use Abraham's tithing to justify Christianity. Look at Abraham's faith. He believed. Verse 4. But to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. Verse 5. But to him that walketh not, but believeth on him that justified the ungodly, his faith is counted. Hallelujah. See, I've got nothing to offer. So back to chapter 9, verse 13. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are changed by the word. We see more of who God has made us. We see, and our life follows the same. Oh, Romans 9, now 6, verse 13. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Now, don't forget, he said, as it is written. Anywhere in the Bible you see, as it is written, is a quotation. So in your mind too, put that place in inverted commas. He was quoting an Old Testament scripture. Because, are you with me? Why are you looking at it in that phone? Okay, hope it's Bible, yeah? I trust you. So he was not saying, Paul is not saying God hated Jacob. Sorry, Esau. Paul was saying they said. Hope you get me. So he was saying they said. So don't use that as doctrine. There is no special hatred for anybody. So, and you know, of course, you know, since it's an Old Testament text, that was the best of their understanding. That was the best description that they can give to what was happening then. Hallelujah. So that hatred was not active. Amen? It was not like an active wish hunting. It's because they are a prototype of the promise. Just follow me through. Romans chapter 9, verse 14. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Verse 15. Say God forbid. 15. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy. Wow, I love this. On whom I will have mercy. And I will have compassion. On whom I will have compassion. It's so nice. It is when you don't understand Bible. That is when you just use this verse to preach random sampling. That God can just choose to bless somebody today. There's an analogy there. Well, God is blessing him. He said, no, Dangote, God is just blessing him. God, he said, it's not about your Christianity. It's not about your prayer points. It's not about your evangelism. In fact, it's not even about your holiness. Yeah, they will still preach follow peace with all men tomorrow and holiness. It's not about your holiness. If God wants to have mercy on you, you just do it like that. No.
you can investigate the type of people that God has chosen to have mercy upon. That's what we are doing today. Who is the man, who is the recipient of God's mercy? Who is the recipient of God's mercy? See, God has a choice. If you hear that God is saying, I will have mercy on whom? Ask him. God, just ask him. God, he answers question. Who is the man that you will have mercy upon? Hallelujah. That is the man in Christ. Praise God. He is the man in Christ. His choice is the Son. God's choice is who? Jesus. So if you are in Jesus, you are an object of mercy. If you are not in Christ, you are an object of wrath, of rejection. So it's not about God can say, okay, this is twins, one twin is there. Another one is there. You, mercy, you, no mercy. No. It's the man in Christ. Praise God. So we can locate God's will. If you are found in the Son, life is yours. See John 3:18. And if you are not in the Son, sorry. You say, but this man is good. He's trying. He gave $1 billion to this church. He's the one that sowed the seed that they used to big this big auditorium. He's the one that did this. He's so nice. God will say, is he in my Son? The Son is my choice. Yeah, somebody will say, well, me, I don't like ladies that have, you know, just like Moses said, I don't like ladies that have bow legs. I don't have, somebody will say, ah, bow legs. Eh? That is my catch out. Praise God. Why are you laughing? So somebody say, I don't like this. She's just so skinny. See, skinny. My God. So one man's food is another man's poison. So what is God's food? Christ. That can be your poison. It doesn't matter. You can say she's not, he does not fit. He does not merit going to heaven. Is it your heaven? Is it your heaven? A lot of people, they talk like, when God was making heaven, God said, well, Gio, okay, come, the laborers have their own strike. Come and work extra time. Come. God said, okay, Father, I'm coming. So overnight they walked, they sweated, they made the road. And the furnace is not hot enough. Go and call the other Gio in America. Tell him to come and work. So when I come back from I say, that's heaven. If you want to enter, rule one. Took a tithe. So if you don't understand why we are saying that, took a tithe. It's one Facebook war. Amen. It was a word that happened on Facebook. And the one he said, Jesus is a tithe of what? Of the mercy seat, have you? Just because you want to collect people's tithe. You say, even Jesus is a tithe. A tithe. even if you are a word man, when you hear that eloquence, say, yeah, we don't deceive people with eloquence that you went to Queen's English and you have A1 in English. We send you. You will see enters university too. So, have you now? So, don't do gra to us, amen? You will use your grammar to make money outside. When you come to church, read KJV, old KJV. Don't use bookies. Less. All those feminism. Ephesians. Sorry, Gary Brand, we are alive. John 3:18. Don't worry, we will not give you my Yoruba English in this church. Don't worry, I'm not justifying my own tushiness too. Anyway. I'm just saying God loves the unqualified. John 3:18. So I know you can speak better English than me, but sit down there, I'm your pastor. John 3:18. Hallelujah. John 3:18. So God's choice is the Son. You can't change that. You just can't change. See John 3:18. He that believeth, please open everybody. Let me see you open. Open. Good, let's read down. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten of God. See verse 36. But he that believeth, verse 36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides. Is that clear? Let me show you something in Psalm 89. Once God has chosen you as an object of mercy, as an object of insecurity, nothing can be done to undo that. See Psalm 89. I love this. It's a long read. I love long reads in this place. So let's do it again. Psalm 89 verse 15. Are you all there? Psalm 89. It's not only New Testament. You look at the Old Testament. You look at the Old Testament. You look at Habakkuk. You look at, but you don't look at Song of Solomon anyway. You know, that one is for the old man in Christ. But all scripture, okay? So Psalm 89 verse 15. Are you ready? We read this together slowly. Verse 15. Psalm 89 from verse 15. Are you ready? One, two, go. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Thou shalt walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Verse 16, in thy name shall they rejoice all day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. Verse 17, for thou hast the glory of their strength, and in their favor our own shall be exalted. 18, for the Lord is our defense, the Holy One of Israel is our King. 19, thou speakest in a vision to Holy One, and said, I have helped that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of my people. Wow, glory. 20. I have found David my servant. With my holy voice have I anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. 22. The enemy shall not exert upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. 23. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his own be exalted. Next, I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. 26, he shall cry unto me, and thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also, I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure. Again, his seed also will I make to endure. And his throne as the days of heaven. Verse 30, if his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgment, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with a rod and their iniquity with stripes. 23. Nevertheless, wow, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. 34. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the things that is gone out of my lips. Glory to God. 35. Once have I sworn by my holiness, that will I not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as his son before me. 37, it shall be established forever as the moon and as faithfulness in the heavens. Selah, think about this. That's the meaning. And that's real. And that is straightforward. He said, if they offend me, I will correct them, but I will never take my mercy from them. And guess what? You know that is not talking about David. Hallelujah. That's why you see the word his seed. That seed is Christ. He is talking to the man in Christ. Praise God. So back to Romans 9:16. Are you learning something today? Lord, I think I'm beyond halfway already. So just flow with me. So then, Romans 9:16. So you understand this verse better right now.
One, two, go. Brandrew, are you with us? Are you with us? Are you with us? Verse 16, Romans 9, 16. One, two, go. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that... Can you change that latter part for me, Sagera? That latter part. Now, if you want to change, but of God that showeth mercy, can you change that to another phrase, to a different thing entirely? No, that latter part, but of God that showeth mercy. See that, don't worry. I know, calm down. Just, is of God that showeth mercy, or how else can I explain that? Sabuki, how can you put that? Queen's English, yes? Yes. Brother Jude, how can you put that, please? Prepare your own, everybody. Yes? I have taught you, you should be able to reconstruct this one. Yes, Brother Jude, now? Just, they are all right, but I just want different grammar, eh? God's chose favor. Bro, see? Sammy, me? Sapis? That gives Christ. Ah. That's one of... Bro, yes, Bratoli? That's better. I'm looking for a word. Stagulous? You are polite. You just say no, nothing. Praise God. Now you just say, so then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of him in Christ. Of the man in Christ. Simple. You are a New Testament man. Don't talk like David. Don't talk like them. So where is the mercy of God located? Simple. Hallelujah. So, do you look for mercy outside Christ? So in Christ, do you look for mercy? So if you see any man that is looking for mercy, what should you tell him? Enter Christ. Wow. Glory to God. Remember the analysis I was using yesterday, those of you that followed me, that there's a musician that gave a lady 40 million naira porch. Hallelujah. Okay, sorry, 45. Please correct me. 45 million naira porch. Don't mention the name of the musician. I'm on live stream. And you are saying, I just want this. I want this Porsche. What should you do? Sack the girl? Be his new girl. What you say, incarnator? Just like you are saying, see the son of Dangote. Wow. Big guy. Man, how can I even become this? Just find one evidence to show that Dangote is your father. Simple. Just trace one long genealogy like that side. You know that your third auntie from the fourth uncle, the one that was exiled to Babylon. Just link it somehow. So therefore, that man, now his own elder brother, in the way that I'm hearing, so you just give up. You just say, okay, when you are done, are you just saying you're my cousin? Yes, okay, I agree. No comment. Let's say I agreed. Eh? Fourth uncle, third auntie. Which generation is that? They'll be hearing in the year that salt was expensive. Who knows that year? Ah! It's after World War now. My daddy will tell me, sir, he said in that year that they shared picnic all around and how do I know? Oh, glory to God. So, go to verse 17. Now, follow me. I've explained one concept. I want to explain one more concept. Then we'll be done today. For the scripture. Romans 9, 17. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this purpose have I raised thee up, that I may show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared
throughout all the earth. Wow. Calm down. Now, this way, it looks like he's saying, Pharaoh, I called you for destruction. Like, I brought you up that I might kill you. Let's see this one carefully, then we'll be done today. Are you ready? Good. So now, one of the things we also have in Christ, write this down, please. One of the things we also have in Christ is judgment for sin. One of the things that is also available is not only righteousness, redemption, there is also judgment for sin. When you are saying Christ died for me, you are saying he took the judgment of your sin away. He took it to hell. He took your sin to hell. So we are not saying sin is dead, but there is judgment for sin in Christ. Now, let me explain that. The sin of Adam was judged. It was condemned. God did not pardon the sin of Adam. Somebody died for it. His name is Jesus. God doesn't say, okay, Adam, you offer, okay, I will just say, sorry is not the way to forgiveness. Sorry does not do anything. Like people say, who sorry help? It's not about sorry. So, Satan is judged in Christ. Praise God. Satan is judged in Christ. Go back to Genesis chapter 3. If you don't know where we are going, go back to where? To the origin. Genesis chapter 3. Go back to, please try and open. Get used to opening Bible. Open. I don't like postponing. This is not the place I can give you half revelation. We trash it thoroughly. Today is Sunday. Praise God. Okay, Genesis 3:12. And the man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, imagine. So he's not even saying his wife, right? He said the woman, that means they are just cutting. They're not doing anything. Say that. Okay, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of a tree and I did eat. Verse 13. Don't think on that one. Somebody is still thinking on, it's true. That's why this feminist team is thinking of courage. Focus on Bible. 13. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me and I did eat. 14. And the Lord said unto the serpent, wow, because thou hast done this, thou art caused above all cattle, above every beast of the field, upon thy belly thou shalt go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of your life. So, don't think like a carnal man. Don't think about snake. Don't think about cattle. Think spiritual. Praise God. So, I've told you before in this church, I don't know which series is that, that when man sinned, God asked man, right? And man gave his excuse. Man, why did you do what you did? And he allowed man to talk, right? From that account, he also asked the woman, why did you do what you did? And the woman also gave a response. But he never questioned the serpent. He didn't say, serpent, why did you do that? When he faced the serpent, he didn't say why. He declared judgment. So now, the judgment of sin was to fall on who? On the serpent. Now, what you see later, that he now, like he caused man or caused the woman, in quotes, was simply because the serpent and man was now united with sin in rebellion. But judgment is meant for who? For the serpent, for the devil, not for man. Man is the object of God's love. It is sin that God came to judge. The devil was found in sin, so he was judged. But unfortunately, man too was found in sin. Therefore, God now made the next statement, which is in verse 15. Let's read verse 15 together. What is there? One to go. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Praise God. So God is saying, I will divide the union that existed between the serpent and man. And the woman. Same. So, the serpent will be judged. But so that man will not be judged with the serpent, I will die for the sins of man. Not for the sin of the serpent. Not for the sin of Satan. I will die for the sin of man so that man can be what? Separated from the serpent. So that man will not reap the punishment that is meant for the serpent. Are you with me, brethren? Okay, check this. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. Open open, 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 open. Your notes should be rich. Not like rejoice notes. See your notes. You have the writing you're using, right? Don't worry, you are passing. Automatic. Glory. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. It's Josh. Okay, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he that now letteth will let until he is taken out of the way. Talking about the church, talking about the spirit. Now go to verse 8. And when they, and then shall the that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy will the brightness of his coming. Wow. So now, please write this down. You should understand this. Hell is actually a location for sin. Why was hell created? It is for sin. Because, sorry to say, sin is separation, right? And sin is tangible. So, hell is a location for sin. Sin, sin. So, Jesus took your sin to where? Hell, and he didn't come back to it. He buried it there. That's why I say God is not found in hell. Now, so the only God in hell that was in hell was Jesus. He went there and he came back. Amen? Amen. Now, this is not rhema now. This is simple. Okay? So, Satan rebelled against the truth. No, sin means rebellion. You rebel against God. Satan rebelled against the truth. And also, any man that joins him in his rebellion will also have to go to where? Hell. So hell is not for man. But if you are still united with Satan by sin, by rebellion, sin now, not moral sin, I'm talking about the sin of Adam, rejection of life. Now go to, for you to understand what I'm saying, Matthew 25 verse 41. Open this one. Open this one. Don't get tired. It's church. Don't get tired. Matthew 25 verse 41. 20 minutes I will be done. Matthew 25 verse 41. I want us to take this one together. It's clear now, Abby? So, Matthew 25 verse 41. Slowly together, everybody. One to go. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angel, not for man. For man, some men will have to go there for their rejection of the gospel. Now, so in Christ, the devil will be judged. Sin will be judged. The devil will be judged. Now, listen to me now. Now, listen to me carefully. This is where I'm now going. The actions of some men in history will also foreshadow this. The same way, the way Jesus will die for us, Isaac foreshadowed it, right? Also, the way Satan will be judged. Some men too, before, they foreshadowed it. So, as we are talking about concerning his son, now we are also talking like how Satan will be judged. We saw his tool in the Old Testament. Because it is in the son that Satan will be judged. Are you with me, brethren? Are you with me? Just try. Don't trip off. Don't trip off now. Don't trip off. So, same way, in the experience of some men, we saw how God will save and bless the unqualified. Also, in the experience of some men, we saw how God will judge the enemy of man. Again, now, let's come back again. What is the sin of Satan? From the series of 1 John. I use a word. What leads to that falsification? Hatred for the truth, right? He hated the truth. So he rebelled. Can I write this down? He hated the truth. He rebelled against the truth. Then he preached unbelief. He preached his hatred. He deceived Eve. I take that again. Satan hated the truth. He rebelled against the truth. Then he preached unbelief. hated, rebel, then he preached unbelief. That is by deceiving Eve. So in the activities of men, we saw a lineage of men, we saw a generation, we saw some empires that were built on rebellion against the truth. That means in the Old Testament, we now saw some empires, some old nations, some old generations, some old tribe that were founded based on rebellion. God did not make them hate the truth. If you didn't write anything, write that one down. It is not God that made them hate the truth. Of course, like in the Old Testament, keep writing, hating the truth is also synonymous to like hating the nation of Israel. Why? It is Israel is God's choice to bring forth the Messiah so that the Messiah can die for everybody. So I love to say, Jacob was chosen so that Esau can be blessed. You get that? Okay. Jacob was chosen so that the Messiah can come through Jacob, so that the Messiah can now die to bless everybody, including Esau. So now, if you now rebel or you hate that Jacob, who is Israel, in the Old Testament, that is also a shadow of what? Rebelling against the truth. Rebelling against Christ. Are you with me? So, they hated the truth. See, there is nobody, let me say this, I can close my laptop and say this. There is nobody that cannot understand Bible. There is no man that God gives brain that cannot preach this Bible the way I'm preaching it. Give attention. Don't say I'm far away from the way this guy is talking. No, just give attention. Give attention. Give your concentration. Amen. You can. Say I can. Say I can. Say I'm able. To be an able minister of the New Testament, the first thing is teaching. Is teaching. To be able to accurately explain God. Is teaching. Say I can. So sit down, relax. I will soon be done. Therefore, they hated the truth. They decided to rebel against God. Therefore, they became an object of wrath. That is what happened to Pharaoh. Go to Exodus 5 verse 1. You can preach the gospel. You can teach the gospel. You can explain details. Some people just love to love a place like this. They love us from afar. Say, they are word men. But they don't like to be part of it. They don't want to stay under training. This is training. Amen? You get trained. Praise God. So when you are talking, I say, you are not talking jargons. You are making sense. You are shannon, right? How do you say it? You are sharp. You are sharp on the truth. Not sharp on how to do for 419. Like, good. Exodus. I love Romans so much. Exodus 5, verse 1. Let's see this now. And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh. Listen to me. Are you there, everybody? Exodus 5, verse 1. They told Pharaoh, "Thus hear the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness." Verse 2. And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice, to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." Wow. That is serious. And now, I will rush. Instead of allowing Israel to go, he now increased their labor. Now say, yes. Okay, see verse 6. Verse 6. Look at the Bible. Verse 6. Yes. And Pharaoh commanded the same day the tax masters of the people and their officers, saying, "You shall no more give the people straw to make brick as before. Let them go and gather straw for themselves." Wow. See verse 8. "And the tail of the bricks which they did make before, you shall lay it upon them. You shall not diminish us therefore, for they be idle." Therefore, they cry, saying, "Let us go and sacrifice unto our God." Verse 9. Once we're ready, "Let their more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein, and let not regard. Wow. So what was the issue of Pharaoh? He walked in rebellion. He rebelled against what Moses said. And the more Moses returned to him to persuade him, he became worse. So, in that place, we saw how Pharaoh's heart was hardened. Think about it. Before Moses came to him, did he increase the labor of Israel? Did he increase their hard labor? No. But because Moses came, spoke the word to him. Now saying, hey, you guys are not seeing anything. He now established himself more in his rebellion. Therefore, hardening of the heart is man's disposition to the word of God. When you hear that God hardened Pharaoh's heart, it is not an experiential using screw and G clamp or what do you know, spanner to say, yeah, God say, tighten, Moses, tighten his heart once. No. How did God harden Pharaoh's heart? He sent Moses to go and tell him what he is not ready to do. So it is about Pharaoh, not God. It's about Pharaoh's response to the word. Because are you understanding me? You are. Okay. It is man's disposition to the word of God. It is your own response. It is like, I think I've explained that in this church before now. You like a lady. You and a lady, you are normal friends. And you go out, you work together, do everything together. One day, you now told this lady, I want to marry you. The girl said, no, maybe I have a boo, or I am not ready yet. And some of them are lying. A lot of them are lying. They are ready. And you say, you are not ready yet. Okay. Before, you are normal friends, though. But you now start telling him every day. 1 a.m. in the night, that's actually hello. I said, I just to check you on you again. Next day, early in the morning, you bought and she didn't like shawarma. You bought shawarma, gave it, put it on the table. What is all this? In the evening, she's going home. You came to block her. You want to use car to carry her, and she's not ready to accept you. What will you do to her? You will make her hate you. So later, when she now sees your phone, your call. What will she do? She will cut it. You know, when it will not get to a time that as you are coming, like she's going this way. Initially, did she hate you? No. Now, you too, do you have a bad intention for her? No. But you have a will for her that she is not ready to take. So, because you are telling her what she's not ready to do, you succeeded in adding her heart. So, you get now. So is it about God? No. It's about Pharaoh's. No, you have done it to therapy. It's about Pharaoh's. Block people's destiny, block people's inheritance. So it's about Pharaoh's unreadiness. I am not accepting. That is how God added Pharaoh's act. Now, based on that, he now became a prototype of how the devil will be dealt with. See Romans, Exodus 6 now. See, understanding is mine. Now, see Exodus chapter 6, that's the next chapter, from verse 1. Then, based on what Pharaoh did in the last chapter, the Lord now said unto Moses, now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. Can you see? There was first rebellion. Now, this is judgment. For with a strong hand shall he let them go. Wow. Because Pharaoh took a stand in unbelief, then we are going to use him as a pattern to show the world of how the enemy of man, of how the arch enemy of man, Satan, will be dealt with. So, for with a strong hand will I let them go. Will he let them go? And with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord, and I appear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, unto Jacob, by the name of God Almighty, but by my name, Jehovah. Was I none? God was just like, it's like God was versing. But my name Jehovah was I not known to them. Verse 4. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan. Don't forget, you are seeing Canaan. He's talking about Christ. It's about Christ, not Canaan. To give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. Verse 5. And I have also heard the groanings of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant. Verse 6. I want to go, everybody. Wherefore, say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the bondage of the Egyptians. I will lead you out of their bondage. I will redeem you with a stretched out hand and with great judgment. Verse 7. I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the bondage of the Egyptians. Verse 8. And I will bring you into the land concerning the which I did swear to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob. I will give it to you for an inheritance. I am the Lord. Hallelujah. So, there was no, I will take them out with a strong hand in chapter 5. Pharaoh said they are not going. And they have to go. So, we will treat him the way we treat the devil. And who executed all those orders? Moses. Hallelujah. That's what you call bad guy. When he was done with Pharaoh, Pharaoh said, like, okay, come, bless me. You understand? He dealt, and that you should know that guy is stubborn. Do you know the 10 plagues? Like, he's the character that feeds the devil most. 10 plagues. Things that, like, yeah, he said they are not. That, so we can't blame Moses too much that he went that far. I said, okay, don't worry. Everybody take a lamp. Kill everybody, one person in each house. I said, yeah, carry your load. Come and go. And to know that Pharaoh is not just that hatred, eh? That is how, no, yes, there, yes, sorry, was he here? No, it should be in the video. I was saying that Satan rules where? In the heart of men, right? When I say love, when I talk about love, not the word. How does Satan reign? In the heart of people. For you to know that this thing is more than normal hatred. This is Satan manifesting himself in somebody. All your first one just died and they are going. You pursue them. And to know how dense Satan is, somebody crossed the Red Sea like this. Red Sea has not opened before. And you are following. And you followed. Can't you go? Because there is a shortcut. Although it will take you a longer time, but there is a road across the Red Sea that you can, through the, if you read that Exodus chapter 13 or so, say there is another route that, or say although there is war along that route, say, but it's now took them through the Red Sea. So there is another route that you can go and block them in the front. You didn't take that route. Say Red Sea. And you enter. You are seeing water as a wall like this. You entered. So when Moses finished with him, there was no Pharaoh to succeed him. He crashed there. Imagine if every man in a country died. Almost every man. All the ones that are fit for war. Gathered everything. Chariot. Praise God. So now, in that, we saw how God will deal with the enemy of man. He will not be able to raise his head again. So it is not about Pharaoh. Now, everything that happened there, you know, I love to say this. I said the same way that the word of God to Israel is go to the promised land. Some of them did not enter. But don't think that God is wicked or something. The same Israel, right? They got to the wilderness. What happened to a lot of them? They died. Why? The same unbelief that killed Pharaoh in the Red Sea caught up with the Israelites. Where? In the wilderness. So it's not about those individuals. It's about your faith. Faith in the gospel. Praise God. Bro Abib, are you trying to follow me? Why are you following me? Which one? Good guy. So go back to Romans 9, verse 18. I will soon round up. Don't worry. So Romans 8:19. Therefore, hath he mercy on whom he will, and on whom he will, he hardeneth. Now we understand that hardeneth right now. So we have a stream of mercy and a stream of wrath. It is not that God selects some people to fall into ditch, to fall into wrath. No, it is faith or unbelief. Love for the truth or hatred. How did God harden Pharaoh's heart again? By telling the heart to do what it is not ready to do. Now, also, go back to that Romans 9:17 for the real Bible student. You will see something here. Let me just show you something briefly. Are you there? Romans 9:17. For the scripture said unto Pharaoh, are you there? I want to show you something grammatically right now. Brian, are you looking at the Bible? Okay. Even for this purpose have I raised thee up, that I may show my power in thee. Now, in your Bible, from that have I raised thee up. If you are using Israel, you see what I'm saying right now. From that have I raised thee up. This is a compound word. The whole of have I raised thee up is just a compound word. That personal pronoun is not there in the originals. Right, Joshua, can you see it? Oh, okay, you're not with it. Okay. Now, and funny enough, I now shared where this thing was quoted from. Go to Exodus chapter 9, verse 16. Exodus chapter 9, verse 16. Be fast. Because to raise up there, it simply means to raise, is to steer something up. So that I was silent. It's not that it's God. It's not even saying it is God that raised him up like that. The I was not there. See this Exodus 9:16. Are you there? And in very deed, for this cause have I raised thee up. Funny enough, from the word cause have I raised thee up is also one Hebrew word. That I is silent. So it is not God that specially raised Pharaoh up for destruction. God was not the one that would say, okay, I have somebody I'm raising for mercy. I am raising somebody also for destruction. So, but when you make your own choice to reject the truth of God's word, you will fall into one category. Praise God. Because, funny enough, I will soon close, don't worry. It is not only Pharaoh that was used like this in the Bible. The man we are calling Lucifer was also a king. Physical man, not Satan. It was because of his actions, sir. Okay. Where is your, okay, that is Exodus 9:16. Explanation. Okay. I am saying grammatically, have I raised thee up? Is just one word in the Hebrew. Amad, A-M-A-D. It's just one word. It's simply saying, so it can mean, for this purpose, you are raised up. That I is what makes it look like it is God that did it. So, but that I is not in the originals. It's just a compound word that, okay, they didn't know how best to, just same way, you remember when I was doing analysis of John chapter 12 verse 40 something. When the one that said that the word I have spoken, that I don't come, I have not, okay, he that believeth not on me, I judge him not, but the word I have spoken. Lalio. That word, the whole of I have spoken is just one Greek word. Lalio. We now check everywhere that word was used. We saw that it doesn't have to be I have spoken. It's more of the word he has spoken. And from the context of the Bible, from Matthew 12, we now saw that it is the word that the man speaks that we condemn him. Now, also, okay, if you go to 1 Corinthians 6, verse 14, the same Greek word that was used for have I raised thee up in Romans 9 is also used in 1 Corinthians 6, 14. Check it. Don't worry. I know this is not deep. It's just grammar. Say where you did brighter grammar in primary school. Oh, you didn't use brighter grammar? Didn't you use brighter grammar? N-O-E-Z. I'm not old though. Don't look at me like an old man. Okay, 1 Corinthians 6 verse 14. Are you there? 1 Corinthians 6 verse 14. And God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise up. The whole of will also raise up is the same Greek word that was used for, will I raise you up? Now, here, I was not there.
That was for Bible students. Anyways, I mean, of course, you're all Bible students. You will catch up with that later. You don't understand me.
Now, go to Jeremiah 51. So, it was not only Pharaoh that became a prototype of how God will deal with the devil. Prototype, a type. Also, we had Nebuchadnezzar. We had Lucifer. They are all men. So the same way we don't call Pharaoh Satan, we shouldn't really call Lucifer Satan. Because although we don't have much information about him, but from history, they said he was a king. A physical king. And also, for you to actually call Lucifer Satan directly, he should be by the law of double mention, right? But we only saw it once. So that is not sufficient to be saying Lucifer is the devil. That is just one of the things that they have used to mess up with our brain. The same way Pharaoh is not devil. Pharaoh only foreshadowed devil. Same way Nebuchadnezzar. So now, let's see this Jeremiah 51. Are you there?
Don't worry, I'm soon. It's just, how many pages do I have left here? It's not that much.
Hallelujah. Jeremiah 51.
Marity, you are laughing. You and Brother Joshua, both of you are living in rebellion against the truth.
Hallelujah. Let's do this. Jeremiah 51, verse 8. I know you don't like this scripture. This one's I'm going.
I should just stay with Ephesians. You are forgiven. Amen. You are righteous. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Open Jeremiah 51, verse 8. Follow me. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Wow. So, why will Babylon foreshadow? You understand? Oh, for her, take balm for her pain. If so be, she may be healed. We won't have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her and let us go, everyone, into his own country. For her judgment reached unto heaven and is lifted up to the skies. Verse 10, the Lord hath brought forth our righteousness. The Lord hath brought forth our righteousness. Come and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. Verse 11, make bright the arrows, gather the shields. The Lord hath raised up the spirit of the kings of the Medes, for his devices is against Babylon, to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of his temple. 12, set up a standard against the word Babylon. Make the watch strong. Set up the watchmen. Prepare the ambushes. For the Lord hath both devised and hath done that which he has spake against the inhabitants of Babylon. 13, all thou that dwellest upon many waters, abundance in thy treasure, thy end is come, and all the measure of thy covetousness. 14, the Lord of hosts hath sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill thee with men, and as with caterpillars, and they shall lift up a shout against thee. 15, he has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom. He has stretched out the heavens by his understanding. 16, when he uttered his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he caused the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He made the lightning with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasure. Every man is brutish by his knowledge. Every thunder is confounded by the graven image. For his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath with them. Their vanity, the works of error, and in the time of their visitation, they shall perish. 19, the portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. 20, thou art my battle. Shall I tell you one secret? From verse 10 to verse 30, I can quote everything often before our deliverance scriptures. So that, verse 20, thou art my battle axe and my weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. Verse 21, and with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the shepherd and his rider. 22, with thee also will I break in pieces man and woman. With thee will I break in pieces old and young. With thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and the flock. And with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen. And with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers. Verse 24, and I will render unto Babylon and to all the inhabitants of Kedia all their evil that they have done in Zion in your sight, said the Lord. 25, lastly, once again, everybody, behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, said the Lord, which destroyeth all the earth, and will stretch out my hand upon thee, and roll thee down from the rocks, and will make thee a burnt mountain. Hallelujah. Praise God. So what do you think Babylon as a nation symbolizes?
Did God hate the people in Babylon? For God so loved the world. But it's a nation built on what? What did they do? From Jeremiah chapter, no, sorry, from 2 Kings chapter 22, chapter 23. What did they do? They waged war against Israel, took them to captivity. Right? So, although you may be thinking that they say Israel sin. Nah, so that is judgment. At the end of the day, God will quote them too. So, Babylon will be like the dominion of sin, the kingdom of darkness. And Nebuchadnezzar will be like a prototype of Satan. Are you with me? So, when you are seeing all these things, it's not for you to be using in your prayer. It's not like God was, because you will see several of these in Jeremiah, Ezekiel. It just looks like God was just a man, like you remember Sennacherib? No, Sennacherib? You don't know him? Sammy, I know you know him very well, have you? Sennacherib now. Is that not the king of Assyria? Okay, sorry. Okay. Sennacherib, hallelujah. Praise God. Leave me alone, Yare. It's Sennacherib. Okay, sorry. Okay. Titus 3. Titus 3, verse 4. So all of them, they are all prototype of how God will deal with what? The enemy of man. Don't forget, so they are the one that hated the truth. They rebelled against God's word. Therefore, they became an example to show how God will deal with the devil in future. Praise God. Titus 3, verse 4. Going back to what I'm saying before. Say I'm blessed. Say I'm saved without my qualification. Just two more pages there to go. Now, Titus 3, verse 4. But after the kindness and love of God, our Savior, towards man appeared. Verse 5. Not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which is shed on us, how? Abundantly. Who? Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Verse 7, yes. That being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of, hallelujah. From verse 5, say, I am not justified by my works. See it again. See that verse 5. Keyboard this, please, sir. Play the keyboard for me. Say, but not by the works of righteousness which we have done. So, works has never determined justification. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, from all those, Romans chapter 9, we saw two things. Number one, we saw how God will bless the man that is not qualified. And see, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. 2 Timothy 1 verse 8. I love you to read this scripture as loud as possible. Are you ready? We are reading 8 to 10. Want to go? 8 to 10, yes. Be not therefore ashamed or be... Again, yes. Be not therefore of the testimony of our God, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel, according to the power of God. Verse 9. Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which he was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Verse 10. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Hallelujah. Saying the gospel, I have light, I have immortality. Say I'm saved despite my state. So, in Pharaoh, we saw how the enemy of man too will be judged. Brethren, I'm done. The
The reason we can cast out demons today is because God has judged Satan. Casting out of demons is to tell you that Satan has been destroyed. He said he delivered them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For as much as his children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself took part of the same, that through death he may destroy him that has the power of death, that is who? The devil. And deliver them who through the fear of death all their lifetime subject to bondage. So why can we cast out demons today? You know, we didn't really see any clear example of casting out of demons in the Old Testament. You know, that looks like that it was that David and Saul scenario when David will be playing instruments and the demon will leave Paul. But when Jesus came, we now saw how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost, with power. He now went about doing good, healing all them that were oppressed of the devil. See, for 4,000 years, demons have been having good time. They're having today, you know, everybody lift up body. Every day is a good day. You know that song? You shouldn't know it. Yeah? You know it too. They're having good times. They're having good times. But Jesus came to the scene. And for the first time, clearly, demons were challenged. Check out. Until they say, hey! Don't do everything before the time. Say, yes, I know it's not yet time for everything, but I am relocating you from this place. Eventually, all demons will be relocated to hell. But now, you have the authority to what? Check out demons. Praise God. You know, there are a lot of... So, at times, we pray for the sick to be healed. And at times, it's not even... The guy is not even sick. He's a demon. Several cases of healings is just demonic oppression. When the demon checks out, the guy will be healed. Say, I've got power. Say, I've got power. Say, I can check out demons. Oh, glory to God. No, you don't negotiate. You don't say, please. You don't say, I beg. What's your name? What? Where are you from? I'm the queen of the coast. No, you don't say no. You don't give microphone to demons. You don't give microphone to demons to talk. Don't say, God, you don't leave that one. You don't have to. Oh, thank you, Lord. Pray in tongues, everybody. Yeah. Where I am is where you are. You live in me. Pray in tongues, everybody. You walk through me. Where I am is where you are. Jesus, your power walks through me. Where I am is where you are. You live in me. You walk through. Pray in tongues, everybody. Pray in tongues. Where I am. Pray in tongues. It's where you are. I've got your authority. The devil is judged. I don't spare demons. I evict demons. Where I am. It's where you are. You live. You walk. Where I am, it's where you are. You live in me. You walk. You walk through me, sing, yeah. Yale mala mala mose poli raske toli mase keti le maza te da 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 da. You live in me, you walk through me, you walk through me, you walk through me. La posta kapala maza te le mazeka, shati le maze poli raske ketita. Sata baba ketali mose bi rasta. Zato ni makampala ma zemba ba 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 ba. Yapala ba la ba la ba la ba. Zate da 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 da. Rasta kapala ma zete. Zepoli ma lemo nemo zopi nemo seke dida. Zata la ba la ba la ba. Zopi nemo kastege pi nemo zoteta. Cheteta, lukata, lupata, lupisa, keta, ke mama. Where I am is where you are. You live, you walk, you walk. Pray in tongues, everybody. Pray in tongues, everybody. You have the authority to evict demons because the devil is judged. A lot of cases of madness is because of demons. You've got the authority. Demons manifest as hatred. Some people can just hate people without reason. You've got the authority. Exercise your rights. Your rights. God is working in you. His power is working in you. Yeah. God is living inside of me, yeah, he is living inside of me, yeah, God is living inside of me, yeah,
he is living inside,
yeah, your power is working inside of me, yeah, he is
working inside,
yeah, your grace is working inside of me, yeah. Inside of me, yeah, God is living inside of me, yeah, inside, oh, your power is working inside of me, yeah, he's working inside, thank you, Lord Jesus, pray in tongues, everybody, oh, tabalabo, sapalama, segeta, jepolimalama, La polamo sotele kata, le polibo satete, rakatali mo sedede, satala kata la kateto sa, paliro sete, pakatele zeta koza bate kata tade, rase polimanemanemanemo zepolima zepo, ya polimanemo zipili rose polima zepola masteke papa papa, sakatale manemanemo zepolimo zopi. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Please, everybody just come to the front. Just come to the front. Just come to the first two rows. Come to the front. Come to the front. Oh, thank you, Lord. Sing, God is living inside of me. Yeah. Sing, God is walking inside of me. Yeah. Sing, your power is working inside of me, yeah.
He's moving inside of me.
Yeah, your grace is working inside of me, yeah.
He is working inside of me.
Oh, God is living inside of me. He's living, he's living, he's living, he's living, he's living, he's living inside of me. Yeah, it's living inside. It's walking, it's walking, it's walking inside. It's walking, it's walking, it's walking inside. It's walking, it's walking, it's walking inside. Yeah, God is
walking inside of me.
Everybody, just hold your hands across. Hold your hands across. Hold your hands with your neighbor. Just look at me. Say we have received. As loud as you can. Say we have received. The ministry of casting out of demons. Say we have received the ministry of casting out of demons. When we see demonic activities, We are authorized to stop it. We have this ministry. We profit in it to the glory of God. Glory! Hallelujah. Thank you. You can sit down. Go back.
Oh, he's living inside of me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are the ones with the power. We are the ones with the authority. I just sent strongly to tell someone again that is scared of occultic activities. It is actually, you have the right, you have the power to actually overthrow that. So I know before now it used to, it's not as if you are scared, but they are just on their own, and you are on your own. Everybody just maintain their lane. That has been your mindset. But do not be afraid to challenge it. You actually can. So don't sit back and allow them thrive. No, occultic activities should not thrive around you. Praise God. All right, thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you for the word. Thank you for this consciousness. Philemon 1:6, the communication of your faith is better by what you know and how much you know. So it's not just to know and then just rejoice in it. It's your knowledge is supposed to help your practice. Praise God. So ensure this week again we put to practice all that we have heard. Deliberately look for ways and avenues to execute and demonstrate the power of God. That way we are getting better indeed. Praise God. Have we been blessed? Have we been blessed? Yes, sir. No prayers. There's no male or female in Christ. I accept. Hallelujah. Okay, let's give our love gift. Remember, this is not your last